It's time for your letters now, starting with a clarification. Earlier this week, we reported on the families of two Palestinians who were accused of attacking three Israelis in Jerusalem. The father of one of the alleged attackers is heard in that story saying his son was angry because he thought a Palestinian woman had been killed by Israeli authorities. As we reported later in the story, the woman was not killed. She was injured and in Israeli custody.
And our inbox also had many angry emails about that piece. Maria Sand of Newton, Massachusetts writes, "Where were the interviews of families of slaughtered Jews? What was their point of view?"
Irma Goldstein of Miami Beach, Florida had this to say, "Israel is under siege from within. If this were happening in this country, how would you report it? Would you interview the terrorist's family and present them as the victim? Shame, shame, NPR."
Finally, yesterday, I talked to Forrest Wickman of Slate's culture blog, Browbead, about that sound you often hear in action movies when you see text come up on the screen. Wickman says he noticed that sound popping up everywhere, and he wanted to know, where did it come from?
And eventually, I just ended up calling up a bunch of the, you know, sound designers for these movies, and they all pointed me back towards The Hunt for Red October.
The Hunt for Red October came out in 1990, but some of you thought you had heard that sound much earlier. One listener pointed to the movie Colossus, The Forbin Project from 1970.
That sounds more like typing than a bleep, but all right. We were obsessed with this too and kept looking and found this in the end credits of War Games from 1983.
Some throwbacks for you there. If you find more bleepy noises, let us know. We like it when you write. Do that by visiting npr.org and click on Contact at the bottom of the page.